Chapter 35. The United States in 1860. 361. Growth of the country. The United States was now three times as large as it was at Jefferson's election. It contained over 3 million square miles of land. About one-third of this great area was settled. In the 60 years of the century, the population had increased even faster than the area had increased. In 1800, there were 5.5 million people living in the United States. In 1860, there were over 31 million people within its borders. Of these, nearly 5 millions were white immigrants. More than half of these immigrants had come in the last 10 years, and they had practically all of them settled in the free states of the North. Of the whole population of 31 millions, only 12 millions lived in the slave states, and of these, more than 4 millions were Negro slaves. 362. Change of political power. The control of Congress had now passed into the hands of the free states of the North. The majority of the representatives had long been from the free states. Now more senators came from the North than from the South. This was due to the admission of new states. Texas, 1845, was the last slave state to be admitted to the Union. 2 years later, the admission of Wisconsin gave the free states as many votes in the Senate as the slave states had.